From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Police are only saying that a 48-year-old individual from Timmins is dead as a result of that accident at the Taylor Mine near Valgagne on Tuesday. OPP divers recovered the body yesterday. Moose News had earlier determined from the Ministry of Labor that the victim worked for Major Drilling. An autopsy is set for next week. Six or seven vehicles are stranded inside the parking garage at the Senator Hotel because City Hall has ordered it closed. A leaking sprinkler caused part of the ceiling to collapse yesterday afternoon. Interim Deputy Fire Chief Bernie Stanza says damage does not appear to be structural. The city order is in place, at least until an engineer inspects it. Well, since 2022 began, over half of the 4,600 COVID-19 cases in the Porcupine Health Unit have occurred. And Medical Officer of Health Dr. Leanne Catton says 10 of the 42 deaths have been since New Year's Day. She's urging us to continue to follow instructions on avoiding becoming sick and what to do if we do contract the virus.
Continue to share and seek reliable sources of information around vaccine. Trusted healthcare providers and partners and online resources are really important.
Some areas of Ontario are showing case numbers stabilizing and even decreasing. Dr. Catton says ours is not one of those areas. Ontario might start easing more COVID-19 restrictions sooner than expected, with a decision as soon as next week. Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore says the province is encouraging trends in community transmission, as well as hospital and intensive care admissions, show that Omicron's peak is now behind us.
It's clear that the situation in Ontario today as it relates to COVID-19 is different than when proof of vaccination and masking requirements were first introduced.
Moore says that does mean Ontarians keeping their masks on for a while longer, but with high vaccine coverage in the population, he says it also means planning for when proof of vaccination can end. Prince Charles has tested positive for COVID-19. His office is releasing few other details, except that the heir to the throne is deeply disappointed that he had to cancel a visit to Winchester today. The 73-year-old Charles was in contact with dozens of people at a reception at the British Museum last night. He contracted COVID-19 once before in March 2020 and had mild symptoms at that time. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.